Welcome to the Employco HR Podcast. I'm Rob Wilson. With me is my brother and partner, Scott.
Hello.
Jason Eisenhut, our Vice President of HR.
Hi, everyone.
And Nikki or Jackson working the board. I think it's Jackson today.
Sure.
It's a Monday.
So thanks for joining us for this month's podcast. I appreciate you joining us. So one of the things, Jason, that we've seen trending, especially in talking to my kids, that you know, they're not kids, they're all in their 20s, is something that they've seen trending is watch me get fired videos.
Yeah, it's not just the kids. I think this is unfortunately a trend across America, even from, I mean, majority of the people who are doing it are millennials or Gen Z or Gen X, but I think you're seeing more and more employers. We've actually had one client come to us and say, I'm worried about this person doing it. They videotaped meetings in the past, but I'm worried about a termination meeting. So we had a client approach it. So this is not just teenagers, 20-something talking. This is something that employers need to keep an eye on.
That's crazy.
And then it's popping up on TikTok,
Instagram,
Facebook,
YouTube.
YouTube, really anywhere you can post a video.
Right.
And I would think labor attorneys are trolling for that to be like, hey, maybe I could catch someone on something and, you know, make a buck on it. So
yeah, so what we're talking about is someone video, usually it's secretly, but videotaping the terminate when their employer is giving them the termination news, videotaping it, whether or not they're remote or in person. Most of the time it's remote, like Zoom type thing. But I have seen one where it was in person. So this is something that could be that 5, 10 minute, 20 minute termination meeting that's now on the internet. And sometimes they go well, sometimes they don't go so well.
Yeah, the ones I would imagine that's getting the most viewing aren't the, hey, sorry, we have to downsize. It's the ones that are confrontational.
Yep.
And I would think those people are trying to bait the employer into becoming aggressive and like, I'll get more clicks if,
you got to
be careful.
Right, if they know they're getting turned.
Oh, yeah.
So there are some best practices, some do's and don'ts, some laws that employers need to be conscientious of. Even on the employee side, if we have any employees listening, there is kind of a word of caution for you to post this. It may not make you look in the best light either. It looks like you might have, there's a stigma attached to being terminated. Even if it's for a layoff or downsizing, sometimes this may not put you in the best light either.
Right, and so you've got a bunch of best practices, but when we do on a hop over to the legality, there's a bunch of states that you can't film people.
Yeah, so last I checked, there's 11 states, Illinois, California, Maryland, Massachusetts, Washington, and a few others, where there's a wiretapping law where you as an employee can't either audio or video record coworkers without their consent. So all parties need to consent for that recording to take place if you're in the workplace. And one exception to that is if you're kind of one of the provisions within the National Labor Relations Act that says if it's protected concerted activity, so if two employees or more are talking about wages, benefits, unsafe working conditions, union organizing activity, that can be recorded even if you're in a state like Illinois.
Okay, so devil's advocate. So let's say you've got a safe workplace, non-union office environment, and you're going to terminate somebody. Can they allege, and they're recording, well, it's an unsafe workplace?
Okay, so now the trick would be, okay, so now even if, so if it's a termination meeting, you don't have any potential, anything to hold over them once they're terminated. So really it would be legal action then at that
right,
pursue.
That was my point of, so they're going to say, well, so you see the person recording, right? Or they, you know, maybe they're recording the audio, but you know, if they're going to do the video, you're going to see their phone,
right?
If it's in person. And you then comment, well, you know, I'm not giving you authority to...
I'm not giving you consent.
No consent to record this. And they continue. Then post-termination, when they post that, it then becomes a legal issue of, you know, your attorney has to say, look, this wasn't, you know, and this person alleges, oh, it was an unsafe workplace. It's an office.
Right.
And I would say you want to stress that you're on private property.
Right.
Because there's always the First Amendment ones where if it's in public, then you can record it.
Definitely.
But this is private property and a business, so they need your consent.
Yeah. Hopefully, like Rob, that's if you know about it. If they just have their phone down and just audio only, or if you're doing it Zoom and you're not aware of it or just doing screen capture, you may not be aware that they're recording even to bring it up, unless it's too late. Now it's on Zoom or TikTok or whatever.
Right, then release it. Then you're really, at that point, you've got damages, legal action against that person.
Yeah.
Do you... And I'm just throwing this out there. then if you do terminate someone on Zoom or whatever, do you verbally say is this meeting unauthorized to record?
Yeah, I personally don't like that because it sets a weird tone and it already sets a weird mood. Or I wasn't thinking about it before. Now I think I'm going to start hitting record.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't personally like that, but it's an option.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So in 11 states, unless everybody agrees and consents, you can't record.
Right. Yep. That's exactly right.
So I guess, you know, from that standpoint, you want to be prepared.
Yeah. I mean, the best way to approach this is almost like any other termination. Be prepared and say the right things. So I'd practice it in advance to make sure that the manager's delivering the news to the employee in HR or someone's just there as a witness. You could do some role playing or some modeling scenarios with the managers to make sure that, and we'll go into the more detailed in a few minutes, the kind of proper termination techniques, but be prepared if you do find out they are recording it. Don't attack them because now you're being recorded. So you cool face, cool calm, cool collected.
Stay professional. Keep to the points.
Exactly. And keep it short.
Whatever the reason for termination is, and don't take the bait.
Yeah, exactly right.
And you should almost do that in all terminations.
Yeah, right. Good point.
Just as a best practice.
Right. You're terminating someone. It's never a happy occasion.
Right.
And you need to stay professional and be concise.
That's one of the best things is to be concise. You've already made up the decision. There's nothing the employee can do to change your mind. The decision's already been made.
You know, avoid any type of false statement. If either about the business, about the person, you want to stay, make sure anything you're saying is factual, especially if you might be being recorded or you are being recorded. If you're in one of the other states that allows it to be recorded,
right,
you want to make sure that you're not making any false statements, anything derogatory about the person. About the business, whatever the blame issue is.
Yeah, and then if you do see the video out on Instagram or TikTok, I personally, one of the best things is first to consult maybe an attorney or a company like us, Employco.
As you're thinking about small business, think about a larger business, a larger retail business or an online, when you think about your reputation management where and this video goes viral, and you had maybe the supervisor goes off script and say, you did suck, which saying anything that you are not supposed to say.
Right.
And it goes viral. Then you really, it's becomes a reputation standpoint.
Right. And then I would think if you have the legal aspect of it was on private property, they're not allowed
to record,
then, you flag it as, an illegal post. But it really depends. I mean, you look at like a glass door. People can say whatever they want. Glassdoor is terrible as far as from the employer side trying to take stuff down.
Exactly.
So
yeah, they don't need, I mean,
they don't
a Glassdoor standpoint, you don't even have to work at the company.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the person doesn't have to prove they even worked here. Right.
Completely anonymous.
Yeah. So any other tips, or do you want to jump into just tips in general from a termination standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, the recording is, I think, treat it as though you're going to treat any other good termination process, preparation, execution of it, the post-termination process. I guess in terms of just recording, keep an eye. If you think it's being recorded audio only and you don't see them actually pointing the camera at you, may want to wait until after the termination meeting to shoot them an email, ask and just remind them about the Illinois wiretapping consent law and repercussions if the person's being offered a severance agreement. Remind them about the confidentiality part of that agreement.
Which your confidentiality agreement, if they're going to take your exit package, it should include, and if it doesn't include this, you may want to update your confidentiality policy and include that any type of videotaping of the termination violates that agreement and there's no bonus.
Right.
Or no severance package.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. So in terms of jumping straight into how to best handle a termination. Obviously, there's preparation. I mean, the best way is obviously to avoid a termination where possible. Performance improvement plans, you get one every however many that do actually turn it around and do a good job, and you kind of put them on performance improvement plan, the written process, and they do turn things around. You put measurable goals. I want this by this date, and I want to see this change by this date, and measurable, you revisit it, starting with immediate, sustained results. So hopefully employees can turn it around.
But and from a cost standpoint, it's always cheaper to try to help the employee, improve the employee, than recruiting, retraining, all those costs involved.
Yeah, loss of knowledge. Okay, so let's say you do need to terminate an employee and you get to that point. There's some preparation that goes into it. Have an IT side ready to go to shut off system access, create a checklist of items that are needed, like key cards and badges and things
company
like
company phone.
Company phone, laptop. And then obviously there's also planning in terms of review the personnel file. You don't want it to have it take place on their birthday or their anniversary or some other kind of highly emotional date that could be a date you want to avoid. You want to make sure that there's a person there that'll be ready to meet with the person with you. Is the conference room ready to go? Do you want to do it right at the beginning of the day, end of the day, to avoid a lot of coworkers being around and being uncomfortable? So there's a lot that goes into this preparation. And shoot us an email, hr@implico.com. We have a checklist. We've got a good help guide to help employers through this. Now, if you're having a manager go through it for the first time, I do recommend kind of role-playing and modeling. You could give them a script, but it's very nervous the first time you give a termination notification announcement. So have that manager track it and practice it maybe with you. That's something that we do for our clients. We help them kind of give that termination training to do that the best way possible.
Yeah, one of the things as you talk about the IT is obviously having your IT team ready when you go into that meeting. Once the meeting starts, whether you have a text ready to go or an email to your IT team saying, "All right, it's happening right now."
Lock it down.
Lock down. Their desktop, laptop, whatever the technology they're using, and also so the cell phone. If it's a company cell phone, you want to collect it there. But something that a lot of companies forget about is that today most people have your email set up on their personal phones.
And there are ways within Exchange, and this is where talk to your IT consultants and things like that. But best practice would be at the time of termination, you change the password, then you disable the account or redirect it so that those emails then go into like a terminated account so that that way you could see any replies back and forth. You could still check to see who they sent out. If they sent out like bad emails to clients or things like that, you can actually go in there and see that ahead of time.
Right, but having your own
right on the cell phone. Yeah,
on the cell phone.
There is I'm not for sure on the current version of Exchange, but I know in older versions of Exchange, you can actually remotely remove that from their
right phone. Whether it's an iPad, whether it's whatever device it is.
Yeah, and again, check with your IT professionals, consultants. But I believe with, at least the version we have, I could see what devices it's on. If it's on their phone and an iPad, it will actually show that. And then you can remove that remotely if it's on.
Yes. So planning is a great plan with your IT professional, plan with the building. If you're worried about security, if this person's been a little bit temperamental and you've seen them yell at people in the past, then you could make sure you're, at least in the termination meeting, sit between them and the door. Put yourself closer to the door if you need to get out of the room quickly. Have your cell phone with you. If you need security or a police car in the lot waiting, unfortunately, I had that happen once where we had called the local police department. They were in the lot just waiting. Yep. If we didn't need them, we didn't need them, but they had a squad car just waiting in the lot, and luckily, it never arose to that. But
and I always suggest, from a security standpoint for businesses, have panic buttons. If you've got a security system, a panic button's going to be maybe a $50 additional cost per device, but then you're basically upkeeps the batteries. Have them located around and have one close by during terminations.
Yeah. Not to digress, but we're in the HR business, so we have a few of those around the building because you never know when someone's showing up or someone could be disgruntled at a client and they come over here. We have someone on our sales team was in one of our conference room and he's like, "I wonder what that button goes
to turn the lights on."
Thought it was a light switch for the plant.
Yeah. And so he kept pressing it. Next thing you know,
I get a call. There's a panic button in this room. And so I walk over there and I can't make the knock sound on the microphone. But yeah, knock, knock. And I, "Did you hit a button?" "No." I said, "Well, this officer begs to differ." "Oh my gosh, I thought it was a light
button. Turn the plant light on." There's no light in the plant.
But you get one free call a year, so it's fine. True story.
But good to have them because you never know.
Yeah.
In today's, especially with workplace violence that you see, it's good to have them.
Yeah, and in multiple places too.
Yeah, and for the termination meeting, actually, so it's taking place, we recommend keeping it short. Most of the time, you don't have to go in depth in terms of what reason you're giving to the person. They should already know. You should, they probably have already have received discipline notices and warnings. So this could be, hey, employee, unfortunately, this is no good way of saying this, but today's your last day. Your employment is being terminated as of today. We're going to let you pick up your things, or can we schedule time for you to come in the office, or roll FedEx or UPS your personal belongings, or we can coordinate that. Keep it short and sweet to the point. If they feel like they want to argue and bring up stuff, like, well, I don't think, you remember this project? That wasn't my fault. I'm sorry, we've already made a
problem. Yeah, don't argue.
Don't engage.
Yeah. Don't engage. Make it short. Be specific. Be done.
Stay out of the weeds.
Right.
And like we already talked about, at that point, if you haven't already, you got to immediately contact IT to shut down their access. Whether
that, in my opinion, that would be a conversation before.
Yep.
Unless it's a spur of the moment, you catch someone right. doing something, you have to terminate them. But if it's a pre-planned termination, always have that lined up.
Yeah, and then collect, make sure, because it's probably emotional, make sure, if you have your checklist, okay, do you have your key card with you? Can I collect your laptop? Oh, I left it at home. Okay, well, we'll coordinate something. We'll send a prepaid FedEx box to your home so you can ship it back to us, or we can drop it off at a public place, whatever it might be.
Leave it on your porch.
In the rain.
In the rain, yeah.
So some of the, you know, and what we're, we've been walking through is a single termination. You know, other things to think about too is if it's a reduction in workforce, a bigger number, depending on the size, then you definitely have some you know, legal issues that you need to look at if it's too big of a percentage of your workforce.
And I would go into that assuming that you're going to be filmed.
Yeah, good point.
You know, just have your guard up, assume you're going to be filmed.
Talking points ready to go.
Yep.
Yeah, it's never a fun process for anybody involved, right, for the manager, for the business owner, for whoever is involved, but make sure you do it right.
Yeah, if you treat them with respect and dignity, that's probably the one of the biggest drivers, that you'll avoid some legal discrimination claims or wrongful termination or whatever it might, some of those EEOC, Department of Human Rights kind of concerns and claims. If you treat them how you would want to be treated in a termination is the best kind of advice we can give.
Jason, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, again, at hrandemployeecode.com, if you or any of your management staff would like training on how to best prepare, should we consider, does this infraction rise to the level of termination? What's a performance improvement plan? Do you have templates? We can walk through all of that stuff with your staff, and we're here to help.
We really appreciate you guys joining us. We just passed the March Madness.
Not only passed March Madness, but what tomorrow is Playco's 20th anniversary.
28 years. So we're pre-recording this. Our anniversary is April 16th, 28 years.
Yeah.
We did $5,000 in sales in 1996.
Yeah.
And Scott and I should write a book. A guy that Mike Leach, who was with us for a long time, who retired 10 years ago, retired in June, kept saying, I'm going to write a book, all the crazy stories.
Being, when you own a business, yeah.
Being a startup, every time you think.
Yeah. Seen it all? No, wait, I haven't.
Right? Haven't, no. Right? Each day it's something new.
Yeah, in our first year, our first 12 months, we learned how to do payroll ourselves because the person we hired, we finally sold a few accounts and she quit and threw the paper up in the air and what are we going to do? Scott's like,
let's figure it out, yeah.
Sat in the conference room during the Bulls championship.
That's why I've always had a very good respect of everybody in the payroll industry. They work very hard and have to be very knowledgeable. So it's
That was back in the day of the Bulls run.
Yeah, yeah.
So happy anniversary to Employeeco and all of our team. We've got a great team here at Employeeco. So love having all of them as part of the team.
Definitely,
and some great things happening.
Yeah. So any questions, comments, or anything, send us to hr@employeeco. And I think, Jason, you get those.
Yeah, right? That's exactly right.
Yeah, they go right to Jason. Yeah. So thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
Thank you.